The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we are going to be talking about topics in the news that affect your good health. And not only will you have the information from a natural perspective, but how to interpret your medical situation. Good morning, Dr. Slavin. Okay.
Good morning, Janet. I wanted to bring this, to a heightened awareness for everybody. In this political season, it really highlights or even magnifies what we're going to talk about a little bit. And that is, you can hear someone say something, and then you hear the experts talk about it. One expert says one thing, the other expert says something 180 degrees opposite from what the other person said. And they both listen to the same thing that the candidate talked about. So the reason I'm bringing this up is the same thing happening with our health care. Are we being told one thing? And then, let's start about, talk about vaccines, for example. You go online, you want to look up to see if vaccines are safe, and you see one website saying vaccines are totally safe, and the other website said you're risking your life if you take a vaccine.
So, well, the truth of the matter is, very frequently, I'm not going to say 100%, those people who are speaking so positively about the science regarding vaccines tend to have connections with the pharmaceutical companies that are manufacturing vaccines. And I'll just reference Monsanto with regard to this. Monsanto brought in a whole range of journalists and provided them with information that came from Monsanto's research. It wasn't research from a variety of different scientists. It was Monsanto's scientists. And the journalists came away thinking that they had gotten high quality scientific information in support of genetic modification of seeds. And I think this is very much the same thing. People are presented with what they perceive to be high quality research from pharmaceutical companies. They pass it along. They reach a conclusion, and they put out that these things are safe. And very often their research and their status in the scientific community may be attached to what they're working with from the pharmaceutical companies.
And one of the issues with relationship to vaccines is whether or not it can cause autism. And it turns out that the scientists that come out and saying there's absolutely no connection between vaccines and autism were either directly funded by vaccine manufacturers who stood to profit from vaccine safety whitewashing, or they say they served as highly paid expert witnesses to defend vaccine makers against lawsuits. So what's going on here? Well, there's a systemic pattern of scientific fraud, corruption, and the abandonment of research ethics. And I think that's a real problem, because as the consumer, you want to be able to make a decision based on real facts, not manufactured facts.
But Dr. Slavin, hasn't it gone back hundreds of years where people of a scientific bent doing their research, they were dependent on their patrons in order to move forward with their research? And if their research showed something their patrons didn't want to show, that research didn't necessarily go very far.
Well, that's true, but the difference is we have the internet today, so this information is now available to everybody. Before the internet, nobody would ever see any of this stuff. Maybe it would trickle down to the doctors, and the doctors would just tell you, yeah, the vaccines are perfectly safe, nothing to worry about. How about this one? A study came out. It was a 14-year prospective study back in 1998, and they said no evidence of measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine-associated inflammatory bowel disease or autism. All right, then when you look beyond that, you find out the study was funded by Merck, who was making the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. So how could that be a...
There is a very obvious conflict of interest there. Those researchers being paid by Merck, the manufacturer of the very thing that's being researched.
And this goes on over and over again. Here's another report. It says mumps, measles, and rubella vaccine and the incidence of autism recorded by general practitioners, a time trend analysis, and this is from 2001. The authors of this paper were residents of the Boston Collaborative Drug Surveillance Program at Boston University School of Medicine. The program was supported in part by grants from AstraZeneca, Berlex Laboratories, Boehringer Ingelheim Pharmaceuticals. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. All these drug companies are supporting them. They're funding their residency program, and it's all directly tied to those profiting from the vaccine companies and the claims they're making. And this is going on today. I have a niece who's in medical school, and we had a very short conversation because when I tell her, you know, vaccines are dangerous, she says, "What are you talking about? They're perfectly safe."
Is she a student at Boston University School of Medicine where that paper was researched?
I think the University of Pennsylvania.
Okay, so the names funding that second study that you were referring to, Dr. Slavin, are very well known by our listeners, Hoffman LaRoche, GlaxoSmithKline, R.W. Johnson Pharmaceutical Research, McNeil, Novartis, Bristol-Myers Squibb. All of those companies, not only are they involved in the manufacture of vaccines, but they're involved in the manufacture of the over-the-counter substances that people would very likely take to overcome some of the initial issues after having a vaccine, swelling, discomfort, and inflammation.
Now, when I go to medical conferences and you have the different lecturers up there, right at the beginning of their lecture, they display a slide that talks about whether they have any financial connections to anything or any, you know, who are they and who are their connections. I don't know if they're making that information available when these studies come out.
It's very interesting because I often think about what happens to critical thinking when very bright young students are accepted into medical school, that their professors are so exalted that they take absolutely 100% they take for granted the truth of what they're being presented in the classes.
And there's more to it. We could go on and on, but
we do.
Well, here's another instance. Let's see. Okay, climate change. You know, I mean, you hear all these experts saying that first they said global warming, and then they said climate change because there wasn't global warming. And Janet's giving me a face.
So I'm making such a face.
She must believe in global warming.
Climate change, global warming. I really don't care what you what you want to call it. What do you say with regard to those islanders who have to leave their homes? What do you say to those coastal tribes in Alaska that have moved their homes, let's say 1,000 feet back from where they initially stood because the level of the seas are rising? Now, we can certainly have a discussion with regard to whether global warming, climate change is associated with man-made activity. We acknowledge that there are such heavy concentrations and high levels of toxins dumped into the air. Maybe those have something to do with the climate change. Maybe it's a natural phenomenon. I really don't have a firm position on what is the cause, but it's real.
There's always been climate change. I mean, that's just the way nature works. How do I know that? Well, you go back in history. There have been ice ages, several of them, and then after the ice age, you had global warming, and these cycles always continue. But the difference here is that they're using that information to manipulate the public. But if we're based on absolute fact, that's one thing, but it's not. Here's an example. The government's own environmental and atmospheric agencies are perpetuating the lie by manipulating climate data. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, along with NASA, have both fabricated data, most recently ahead of the global climate meeting in Paris. Plus, a hack in 2009 exposed climate change fraud at a respected university in England. That made it to the news. We've heard all about this. You know, if climate change, the way they're saying, was actually occurring, then they wouldn't have to change the numbers and fabricate it. And what's their purpose? Their purpose is to try and get people to switch away from coal and gasoline for energy sources and go to green energy, because they say that has less of a carbon footprint.
Okay, and would you say that the residual contamination to the atmosphere from burning coal is a potential risk to health and well-being for the citizens of the globe? It doesn't necessarily have to happen in this country. It can be happening around the globe, and the way our globe turns, the toxins are spread worldwide.
Well, that's your opinion. That's the point. There are no facts to back up what you just said.
There are no facts saying that burning coal is dirty?
It is dirty, but then it dissipates.
Where does it dissipate?
We can stop burning coal in this country, but that doesn't affect the rest of the world.
I understand. Okay. I just said that.
Yeah, I mean...
So are we agreeing about something? I don't know about that. That music, Dr. Slavin, means that we have to stop talking, take a break, and let our listeners know that they're tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Enhance vitamin C status with a vitamin C infusion.
IV vitamin C enhances the production of hydrogen peroxide in the blood. For vitamin C to be effective, it's necessary to have a high concentration of vitamin C in the blood. So if you're simply fighting off a cold or seeking to support overall immune function, IV vitamin C is the most efficient way to maximize vitamin C blood level benefits. After surgery, after an injury, vitamin C assists in tissue repair. Vitamin C supports collagen. After cosmetic procedures, it supports the integrity of blood vessels. So many ways to stay in great health with intravenous vitamin C treatment. Discuss your needs with me, Janet Cimarelli. Call 954-748-4991.
If you were flies on the wall listening to the conversation during the break. And welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. And we started today talking about the truth of the research behind vaccine use and is there any connection to the development of autism from the specific vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella. And I just need to say my view of it is there are dangers associated with the combination of ingredients in a variety of different vaccines, not simply the measles, mumps, rubella. And there are different babies and individuals receiving that vaccine. And I believe, I'll quote Pasteur, it's one of my favorite quotes, La Terrain, what sort of immune function, what sort of nutrition status, what sort of genetic makeup might an individual baby have? Might some babies be much more vulnerable to the accumulation of questionable ingredients in a vaccine? So I think, and if you're looking for an absolute 100% definitive study that will show measles, mumps, rubella vaccine does not cause autism, it is a very difficult situation to prove.
And going back to the global warming, you introduced a different concept, idea. And one is there global warming or not? The scientists say, no, there's not global warming. Then you said, well, what about the dirty fuel that's being used? Well, that's a whole different issue.
I don't think it's a different issue. It is a component, something that we're doing that disrupts the quality of the atmosphere surrounding the Earth.
Yes, but I'm saying it. But the Earth is not warming. That's the point. The data.
The seas are rising, but the Earth is not warming, and the hottest since they began keeping records doesn't mean that the globe is warming.
You're talking about the fabricated data or the data that they've changed to promote their position on global warming. But the other position you said is about dirty energy, like coal, for example, or cars, versus clean energy like solar panels or windmills. The problem with that is if you were to just rely upon windmills or solar panels, you could never provide enough energy to meet the demands of various countries.
Au contraire.
Not to mention,
when you improve the technology,
but we're not there yet.
But how do you get there?
Well, people are working on it. People are working on it, but it's not there yet. It's not there yet.
When they first started burning coal for fuel, the technology was quite poor. So when we first started converting solar energy into electrical power, the efficiency was not there. But over the 30 years, 40 years that this has been in the development process, the efficiency is improving. Are we 100% there? No. My opinion is you might not necessarily be 100% there. Ever, you may move on to a different source of energy that makes much better sense.
And that's my point exactly. When that energy comes along, people will automatically switch over.
But right now they're being, there unless you're developing it.
No, they're developing it because there are financial rewards when you come up with it. See,
why are they developing it, Dr. Slavin?
To make money.
Oh.
In other words.
So we shouldn't do anything in the interim between now. The scientific community shouldn't do anything now between what they're researching now and what the ultimate fabulous 100% clean, efficient energy, that goal. You need steps. Things don't happen.
Well, they are working on it. That doesn't mean we have to use it because it's not perfected.
So you shouldn't use anything that isn't perfected. Ooh. Ooh.
Well, because they're forcing you to use it. That's the point.
Who's forcing me?
The government with their regulations.
They're forcing me?
Yes. When they put the coal industry out of business, that's their way of forcing you to shift over to clean energy. But that will happen automatically when you have a superior source of energy. Not to have it manipulated by the government because they want to force the issue. That's the whole point. You could have a windmill in your backyard and produce your own energy if they would let you.
No, it's against the law.
Yeah. So the government.
Because I have a perfect backyard.
They don't even want you to become self-sufficient on energy.
No, they don't.
So
who's they?
But the government. But the point is when the clean energy becomes available at the right price. I'll give you a perfect example. There is a company called Sun City, Solar City, but they're in the southwest of the United States, and they put up solar systems in homes free of charge. The only thing is now you buy your energy from them rather than a local power company, and I thought that's a great idea. But I called them up, and they said, oh, we're not in Florida. All right, so I called up somebody that's in Florida. I said, I'm interested in putting solar energy in my house. And they came out, and they said, all right, we can do that for you. It's $30,000, but you'll recoup that over 10 years. That's my point. It's not cost-effective for somebody. Now, the difference is, so then I asked them, because one of the things I wanted was if we have a power failure, I said, well, I've got my own energy production here. I'll have power, right? No, they said, no, you won't have power. Because when you generate all that power, it's going to FPL. And, you sell power to FPL, they sell power to you, and that's where you save the money.
And so we go back to Thomas Edison. Unfortunately, someone who is greatly revered in the United States. But the truth of the conflict with regard to creating electrical power and selling it, having control over it, the dirty tricks associated with that are truly heartbreaking. And unfortunately, we don't necessarily hear about that. That isn't in our history books. We're taught, as your niece is taught, that vaccines are safe. We're taught that Thomas Edison, the father of electricity, was an incredibly brilliant researcher. And it was he who brought this power to our homes. It is wrong. Tesla and Thomas Edison were at odds with the development of electricity. And this situation that we are currently in with regard to power was achieved through dirty tricks.
But I'm glad you brought up Thomas Edison because he is... They've attributed the incandescent light bulb to him. And he said he had to go through over 1,000 different filaments before he found one that would really work.
He said?
Yeah. He didn't do that? He didn't make the incandescent bulb?
I'm just saying that you're taking at 100% truthfulness what he said.
The tungsten filament is what he finally came up with. But he went through a lot of different materials before he found the tungsten would work properly. I don't remember him selling light bulbs to everybody before he found the tungsten filament. That's all I'm saying. When the right product becomes available, everybody will want it. Just like now, I think more and more people are buying LED bulbs because they've been perfected to the point where they're a better alternative.
Don't break an LED bulb.
Really? Why?
Extremely toxic fumes.
What fumes are? I know with the fluorescent bulbs, there's mercury in there, but the LEDs, light emitting diode, I'm not sure what's in there.
Okay. I got confused. Sorry. It was the fluorescent bulbs.
Right. Yeah. So the LEDs, you know, we use them, you know, and they're really good. They don't give off any heat. They use less energy.
But the LEDs, light spectrum is not necessarily beneficial for human brains.
No, the light spectrum, you have to go outside in the sun if you want beneficial light.
Well, there are bulbs that provide that spectrum of light.
It's far superior than candles used to be, or oil lamps.
I personally like candles.
You have to get healthy candles because otherwise
you're
emitting toxic fumes.
Yes.
I want to go to the Vioxx scandal. If you're not familiar with Vioxx,
that's a good thing if you're not familiar with Vioxx.
It was released in 1999, and it was a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, and they said it's a potent pain reliever. And by coincidence, it was manufactured by Merck, and it was linked to a fourfold increase, in other words, a 400% increase in the risk of heart attacks. According to the company's own internal studies, findings the company would later dispute. In other words, they found out these facts, they kept it to themselves, and then how many people had to die before they pulled that from the marketplace? This is the reason why what we're saying is the information that's being distributed to the public is not all the information you need to have. And so there were actually thousands and thousands of people that died from the use of Vioxx. Even today, there are still non-steroidal anti-inflammatories available that are also associated with heart attacks. And they put that on the label, that if you're taking a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory like Motrin, for example, or Aleve, you need to be aware of that. It's okay to use it once in a while, but if people use it on a chronic basis, they're increasing their risk. And isn't it interesting, and I'm getting on my soapbox because I don't think people should be allowed to suffer in pain. On the other hand, they should have access to the safest pain medicines, and that still remains the opioids. You know, they've been given a bad name. People have been saying, oh, you get addicted to it, and you're going to overdose, and you're going to die. Meanwhile, more people die from using non-steroidal anti-inflammatories than opiates. I don't know what they're trying to accomplish here. And the reason is opiates used properly really don't have many safety issues used properly. Maybe constipation is one. Non-steroidals are associated with kidney failure, gastrointestinal hemorrhage. I mean, really serious problems. Used occasionally, not a problem, but a lot of people are in chronic pain and using these medications. The other pain medicine, Tylenol, another seriously dangerous pain medicine that's allowed. You know, more people die, I think, from Tylenol mistakes. If you have Tylenol along with some wine or alcohol, you can cause liver failure. That's happened, needing a liver transplant. Nobody talks about that. They're so worried about the opiates.
And that music, Dr. Slavin, means that it's time for another break here on Natural Doc Radio. To our listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauder Hill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Slavin, and I want to remind you that here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, we try to keep up to date with the latest diagnostic and therapeutic tools. And just for starters, I'm reminding you now, go to our website, drslavin.com. Go to the functional drop-down menu, and you'll see such advances like the Zytoscan, the cell well-being test, and my favorite of all, the therapeutic treatment called UVLRX, which is giving people tremendous benefits.
For information on the Institute of Advanced Medicine, go to drslavin.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. And just a little bit of information to our listeners. This is our last week on WNN. Friday will be our last day. And Dr. Slavin and I will be taking a little bit of a break. I will be going away on an extended family visit. And Dr. Slavin will be researching further subjects for broadcasting.
So that reminds me of a joke Kenny Youngman used to say. He said his mother-in-law used to visit him twice a year, 6 months each.
Okay, and so, no, I won't be gone for 6 months. And Kenny Youngman is not a relative of mine.
All right, so another problem, toxic lead in water. From us. Many water systems around the country contain unacceptable levels of toxins in the water, far above the mandated levels by the EPA. And how do you know this? Because nobody's, unless you test your water for yourself, you're not going to find out this information because we're all so used to trusting the government. Okay, Jana made a face. I mean, she doesn't trust the government.
Okay.
Should we trust the government?
Well, who is the government?
The corporations.
Okay, but who puts them there? The voters, and the voters are becoming more and more educated as to campaign finance with regard to how different elected representative. Remember, that's what these people running for office are. They're representatives. They're meant to represent our interests as citizens. And unfortunately, because it takes so much money to get elected to office and to stay in office, then the representative tends to represent those people who fund their campaigns.
Well, a good example how these companies corrupt the government, and we'll use Monsanto as a example. How does it influence the U.S. government? Well, it does this by literally infiltrating, for example, the FDA with one of its own. An example here was Michael Taylor, an attorney whose firm worked with the company as a client and who later joined as vice president for public safety. Taylor has worked for the FDA in both the Clinton and Obama administrations. Though he left the FDA in June, it wasn't before he steered passage of the Food Safety Modernization Act And that was supposed to hand more authority to the FDA without really improving food safety. In addition, it was a boon for Monsanto because it gave the company a near monopoly on seeds. By criminalizing seed saving, something farmers have been doing since the earliest days of organized agriculture. In other words, you can't use your own seeds anymore. You have to buy it from Monsanto. And then they just signed into law the legislation that makes the labeling of GMO foods a voluntary act, and only then through hard-to-understand digital coding. So we as, you know, the government is supposed to be working for us, but if we don't pay attention to what they're doing, then they're going to go ahead and do whatever they please. You're quiet over there, Jen.
Yes, I am. I have to say I'm just overwhelmed with bad news, and so I always like to bring something positive into people's homes who have been gracious enough to turn us on and listen to our information. I think, number one, you have to take steps to the best aspect possible. Filter your water. Clean your water. Possibly purchase your water from a machine that has excellent filtration capabilities. It's as basic as getting rid of the chlorine and the fluoride. Two terribly toxic substances that are placed deliberately into our water. So then we're talking about the contamination because of poor quality distribution. The pipes are contaminated. Possibly the environmental damage from a variety of different manufacturing situations. So there are a lot of toxic accumulations in your water. Take some very basic steps to begin to improve your water. And there's a lot of information about structured water, ionized water. So you're going to take the additional step to be supporting not only the quality of your water with regard to re-eliminating toxins, but enhancing the structure of your water, the structured water, then being able to more efficiently hydrate your cells. Then, okay, we're going to think about after we've had our food, or after we've had our water, now we're going to think about food. Okay, let's go for the highest quality food choices that are possible. Let's begin with dairy products, organic dairy products that are free from hormones given to the animals, dairy products that are from animals that are allowed to graze on grass, the best. So to the extent that your budget allows, choosing organic grass-grazed dairy, organic eggs. So those are some places to start. Excellent, excellent support to overall good health and being able to withstand the assaults from a variety of different chemicals. Then, of course, you can go beyond and beyond. You can possibly grow your own foods organically. String beans, cucumbers, eggplant, zucchini, peas, those are some things that grow very easily. Green leaf lettuce. There are so many different things that you can do in containers, and you have a source of high quality nutrients from your food. So step by step by step, you put that together. And then here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, what you can find are things like the Zytoscan, very easily tested part of how your body is functioning, and specifically what nutrients your body may need to reestablish correct balance and function in your body. Then there's the cell well-being. Four strands of hair with the follicle attached to get an in-depth report about the state of your nutrition, your health, the function of your body. So there are so many different things in a positive vein that people can do to support their good health and high levels of energy, brain function, immune function. Dr. Slavin?
And if this sounds different than what your doctors typically provide, it's because it is. And the difference is we're trying to identify people before they get sick, when they have dysfunction, and sometimes the only way to identify the dysfunction is through their electromagnetic frequencies and the energy in their body. And if you contrast that with what mainstream medicine is doing, they're waiting for you to get sick so they can give you a pill. I mean, that's their whole approach. And that's admittedly their approach. They're not keeping it a secret, and that's what they do. Yesterday, I spoke about somebody who had the typical signs of a heart attack. He had, you know, chest pain, sweats, pain radiating down his left arm. You know, went to the emergency room and they admitted him because he was having a heart attack. And then they worked him up like they always do. Cardiac catheterization and some other tests. And unfortunately for the hospital, they found he wasn't a candidate for bypass or angioplasty. So they said to him, well, it's okay to go home after a few days. We'll just have to keep an eye on it. They didn't, the most important, you know, ask the question, why did I have a heart attack? What can I do to prevent a future heart attack? They don't get into that. They just said, when you have your next heart attack, then maybe you'll be a candidate for bypass or angioplasty.
That's what they do in hospitals. They treat people who are very ill. That's what medical school students learn about, treating people who are terribly ill, not keeping people well.
So why do you keep going to those doctors that only know how to treat you when you're sick?
Not me.
Okay. But that's the point. They don't know what to do when you're dysfunctional. They only know what to do when you're diseased. And the difference is, disease means you have symptoms. Dysfunctional, you have no symptoms. Like I always say, just because you feel well doesn't mean you're not sick. Why'd you make that face?
Okay, because okay, I'm working on becoming functional according to these tests. Functional according to my being, my energy, my sleep, my flexibility, all of those things seem to be really good. But my tests.
No, but that's what we're saying.
I know. And that's why I made the face.
You can feel perfectly well, and you can have some things that are out of alignment, let's say.
Okay.
Energy alignment, we'll use that term. Can your body fix that on its own? Perhaps. Unfortunately, we're constantly being thrown out of alignment by ultrasounds, by cell phones, by all these electrical waves in the environment. So it's very difficult to maintain homeostasis.
Okay, yes, yeah. Indeed it is. And one of the things, Dr. Slavin, you brought up, cell phones, electromagnetic frequencies, and so on, that's one of the areas that is covered in the cell well-being test. And that cell well-being test, on the positive note, they give you the bad news, but they also are going to give you the remedies, how to address that dysfunction.
And there's music.
Oh, okay. And that means it's time for us to take a break. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be back after this. Janet's best formulas are available at Dr. Herb Slavin's office, the Institute of Advanced Medicine. Learn about building a healthy body with Janet Juice. Only 2 capsules per day starts you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants
antioxidants from goji, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, and many more. Start today to enhance your health with Jana Juice. Visit janazon.com to learn more.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Janabiotic is a way to support your immune system, as well as enhance the function of your digestive tract and help to maintain regularity. One or two capsules per day provide the basic chemistry needed for healthy gastrointestinal function. Support your good health with the profile of probiotic ingredients in Janabiotic. Find out about Janabiotic at janazon.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're giving you a profile of the things that you need to be aware of so that you can take the proper steps to protect yourself. Protect yourself from the chemicals that infiltrate our vaccines. Protect yourself from the toxic accumulations that may very well be on your food. And how do you do that? Choose organic. Support your immune system so that you don't necessarily need the vaccine. Dr. Slavin?
I'm going to go over briefly what we talked about yesterday in more detail. That was mitochondrial dysfunction. And the reason for that is, as more and more research is done in that area, it's being revealed that that's the underlying mechanism for most illness, including heart disease and cancer.
Did you take your PQQ today?
Of course.
I did.
And so you need to be aware of two things: how to keep your mitochondria healthy, number one, but more importantly, what are you doing to your bodies that are weakening your mitochondria? And I think that's where people fall down. And one of the most common things people do that weaken their mitochondria, and the reason we want strong mitochondria is they're the energy production centers in the body. Over 90%, 90, 95% of the energy is made in the cell in the mitochondria. So when you weaken the mitochondria, you know, you get fatigue, but more importantly, you're increasing the risk of illness. So the thing we do that weakens the mitochondria the most is excessive carbohydrate intake. Because when you metabolize carbohydrates, you create more reactive oxygen species, otherwise known as
free radicals.
And that disrupts the mitochondria.
And I'm going to go back to what I had to say with regard to structured water. Structured water is going to be able to penetrate the cell membrane. So you may be drinking a lot of water, but the water may be passing through you and not necessarily penetrating the cell membrane. The cell membrane, when it allows the structured water into the cell, that inflow of hydration and outflow of the reactive oxygen species, those free radicals, establishes the basis for homeostasis. So properly hydrating the cell, allowing the nutrients to come into that cell, and supporting the function and the number of mitochondria within a cell.
Well, and for so long, we were told take antioxidants to help quench the oxidative stress that we all undergo, but nobody really ever talked about what we're doing to create all this oxidative stress. because that's you have to do two things. You have to reduce the production of free radicals while at the same time taking, you know, your antioxidants, making sure you have enough of those. But so often, as it happens, people disregard doing what they need to reduce the production of free radicals, and they just go ahead, I'm going to take more vitamins, I'm going to take more of this and this, and I'm not going to pay attention to my lifestyle and to my eating habits. And we're trying to say, you have to do both. You can't just do one.
Okay. I think you have to do as many different things as may be possible for your overall well-being. You have to exercise. You have to have that high-quality water. You have to have the vegetables both in a raw state and in a cooked state. And as you age, you need to have the digestive enzymes that are going to be supportive of absorbing the breakdown minerals and vitamins and nutrition substances that are in those good foods that are you're choosing.
Now, one of the tests that can give you insight into whether or not you're undergoing mitochondrial damage is whether or not you have an elevated homocysteine level. A lot of doctors still aren't doing that test, primarily because they don't have a drug to lower it.
They don't have a drug to lower it, but they also have been misinformed, or let's say disinformed, with regard to why someone would measure homocysteine. Initially, the information was that it was going to be an indication of risk for heart disease and heart attack. And the truth of the matter is high homocysteine levels actually affect how your brain is functioning and your ability to form short-term memory.
Okay, so this is what you need to know about homocysteine. You should have a check, number one, and I think most insurance covers it. If you want to have the blood test, it's covered by insurance. They've seen a link between elevated homocysteine and ischemic heart disease. That's, you know, angina or coronary artery disease, another way of saying it. Stroke.
But the mainstream medical community refutes that connection, and that's why they're saying they don't test or have concern about homocysteine.
They've also associated elevated homocysteine levels with Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. And probably most importantly, elevated levels of homocysteine have been associated or implicated in the pathogenesis, in other words, the development of cancers. And the way they can they come to this conclusion is that homocysteine appears to exert its action by altering mitochondrial gene expression, function, and structure. In other words, when you see elevated levels of homocysteine, you're disrupting mitochondrial function, which means you're producing less energy, and therefore the body is not going to work as efficiently, and you're putting yourself at risk for these various conditions. So I say get the test, and if your levels are high, you can lower them easily with B vitamins.
So high quality B vitamins, because there are a variety of different levels of quality. There are forms of B vitamins that are more usable more easily by your body.
And specifically B6, B12, folic acid, and trimethylglycine. And if you're going to use the folic acid in the product, you want it to be a methylated form of folic acid, better utilized by the body. And then you retest, and if your homocysteine isn't going down, either increase the dosage that you're taking or try a different product. Sometimes that's the only way to know if it's a good product.
It's very interesting because sometimes for some reason, it's a good product that you're taking, but it isn't necessarily good for you. And just going to another brand, you may find that beneficial.
And that's true across the board with supplements. And you know, we're running out of time today, and there was an article I came across where it says Consumers Reports came out with a study negative to supplements.
Do we believe Consumer Reports? Might they have a connection to certain pharmaceutical companies
that fund
their research?
I mean, and that's the point. So a lot of people will read that and they'll say, well, especially doctors, and they'll say, oh, supplements are worthless. If they're so worthless, why are they even bothering with the report? The whole point of the report is because they want to destroy the competition to pharmaceuticals. When people maintain a high level of nutrition, but not with just supplements alone, you have to eat properly, you're going to be healthier.
Okay. Poor quality supplements very often are the subject of the Consumer Reports investigations. So things like One-A-Day and some of those other formulas, what I tell people to do, take a look at the other ingredients. If it's full of chemicals, artificial color, sucrose, talc, polyethylene glycol, that's not a quality supplement, and it isn't going to do very much to support your health. Then take a look at the vitamin ingredients. If they don't identify the specifics of those vitamins, particularly vitamin D, and you're looking for D3, not D2, and vitamin E, and you're looking for D-alpha, not DL-alpha. So if they are not identified, you have a pretty good indication that the quality of the base ingredients is not there. It isn't going to do very much to support good health. And that music means we're out of time. You've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.